Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment. Today, I'm going to talk about television. In the days of old, we only had four TV channels, the three major networks and PBS. My mom made the executive decision that my younger brother and I weren't allowed to watch any afternoon TV after school but Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers. This was going to be the way until my younger brother learned his ABCs and could count to 10. But alas, my brother was very slow in the academic arena, and I was stuck watching these shows well into my 30s. Just kidding. But I could have been watching the original Star Trek series after school, but nope, I had to watch a talking puppet in a trash can. Now, I used to dream about the weekends when my parents would stay up late talking to their friends and the kids. We could all sneak into the den and watch some late-night TV. If you were lucky, you'd catch Rod Serling's Night Gallery and have the bejesus scared out of you. Or you might even get to watch a Planet of the Apes movie. Talking apes. Say it ain't so. Nowadays, we all know monkeys can talk. They all work in Washington, D.C. and throw crap at each other. The benefit of everyone being limited in what TV they could watch led to most Americans watching the same great shows, from All in the Family to Sanford and Son. Genuinely great social comedies. I'm sure this sharing of entertainment led to us being closer as a nation. And the same was true with our news options. I mean, everyone watched Walter Cronkite, so everyone got the same facts. TV, it was the great unifier. Then cable hit, from HBO's Sopranos to the softcore porn films on Showtime. Ah, the good old days. Add to this amazing growth in content on television, the era of video rentals. You remember the days of Blockbuster, where you and your friends and family would attempt to find the singular movie everyone would be willing to watch on a Friday night? Wow, when you pulled that off, it was a home run. Usually, though, it just led to renting 3 to 5 movies, just so you could keep everybody quiet. One thing's for sure, though, I know more than a few couples who blew up their relationships during intense Blockbuster conversations. Nowadays, it's all about the streaming. I could watch streaming for the next 30 years straight and never get through all the content. But I will say this, science fiction and fantasy is finally getting its due. My wife, though, she's not a fan. So instead, we watch Suits on Netflix. You gotta watch Suits. A show where high-powered lawyers are constantly having DEFCON 10 conversations on how to save their clients and their careers. The intensity is so over the top. It makes you really appreciate the drudgery of your own job. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. Relish our current state of television. It's a glorious smorgasbord of content. The only drawback, it's no longer the great cultural unifier. Well, perhaps it's not completely true. With our upcoming presidential election, I'm already starting to hear, winter is coming.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.